Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure, each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Number one.
Well, welcome to another episode of Unmasked with authoress Carrie E. Lyle and Chris Michael Ward. And I want to say hello to all of my listeners, north to south, east to west, and everyone in the 35 countries around the world who tunes in, and that's steadily growing, you know. So I haven't checked, but the last count was 35 countries, so I appreciate that. But before I bring in my special guest, Miss Annie Mae Flood, I'm going to first introduce you to my co-host, the special backbone, the pull back when I get way out there, Chris Michael Ward.
Hello, Terry.
Hi,
hello, Terry. Hello, our listeners. that was a good introduction, Terry. That was a divine introduction.
They just don't know. Sometimes you gotta take that fishing hook and grab me, or that broom with the hook on it, that hook and pull me back. So I'm just out of control. But I'm so happy to have this lady here tonight, Miss Annie Mae Flood, because a lot of people have bucket lists, and they be saying, well, before I die, I want to do this, I want to do that, and da-da-da-da-da. But this phenomenal lady, she's also an author. She has written 4 books. But the main thing that I was so impressed with about her is that, you know, a lot of people who don't finish high school or get a GED, a lot of times they go back, you know, in their early 20s or whatever and try to finish their education. But no, Miss Annie Mae Flood, man, she became a senior citizen, and she went back and got her degree, and she did the thing, man. So, you know, you got to give her kudos for that, because, you know, if you get to the point where you get older and you work and do what you got to do and it don't make a difference that you go back, a lot of people would have got lazy and said, forget about it. But nope, she had enough tenacity to say, I owe it to myself, I owe it to my daughter, I owe it to my grandkids, so them to see that anything is possible. So it's never too late, and that's an awesome message that she's bringing to our listeners tonight. And so without further ado, I want to introduce this beautiful woman, Annie Mae Flood. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. How are you all?
Good. You know,
I'm good.
You are such an inspiration to me and a lot of people. You know, what happened? Why didn't you finish your education? And what actual age was it when you went back and did the thing?
Okay, let me, Carrie, make a correction or addition to what I'm about to say to you. Actually,
okay.
I earned 2 degrees after a couple
right
of
now,
years.
Girl.
Yes, ma'am. I received my BS, and after maybe 2 or 3 years prior to that, after that, I received my master's degree in education.
Shut up. That's good. That is
and
really,
I also,
really good.
Thank you. I received a concentration in special ed where I can deal, work with the special education children. And with the teaching part, I taught 20 years. So now back to the question you asked me, what happened? Okay, what happened was I got married early in life, I was 16 years old. And I have 4 children. I have 3 sons and 2 daughters. That's 5 children. Correction. And I decided my theme is I had a dream that I would go to college one day and receive my college degree. The intention was to go and receive 1 degree, but after I did well the way that I did, then I decided to go back and receive my master's degree.
I got to applaud you for that, because anybody know college itself alone is very expensive. And to get a BA degree and then to go back
and
get a master's.
Right, and I had to raise 5 children. During that process, when I went into education, I had not anticipated how strenuous it would be. In fact, I was surprised to see how I was received with the audience. Okay, you got the younger, you got the traditional students, you got the non-traditional students. In fact, Terry, I was discriminated the whole 4 years with
wow.
some of the students. Yes, yeah, some of the students and some of the instructors. Now, the instructors, I think what they wanted to not accept me because I had gone to school and waited so late and I did not get my high school diploma. I got my high school diploma later, but I didn't go to college. And the students,
right.
like, they would look at me and they shun away and tell me, you don't have no business being here. You're in the wrong place. You know what I'm saying? But what I did, I made a decision that this is what I'm going to do regardless. I will not surrender to no one. And I struggled and I struggled. Sometime I had problems passing the tests and I had problems with some of the classes and so forth and so on. I had to get tutors and everything. But my determination landed me 2 degrees and I am happy. And I went on, wrote a book about that experience. You can see it's online. I went on and wrote 4 more books after
right,
that
ma'am.
Particular book. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
So I am.
Well, anyway, you know, kudos. I'm sure by the time you graduated, some of those naysayers, they probably was loving you and embracing you and calling you mom and everything else. You know, a lot
yes,
of you, right,
yes.
they're not familiar
yes.
with change. You know, and they probably felt like because the younger crowd going to college, you know, they thinking about party on the weekend, you know, smoking
right.
weed, drinking and stuff.
But what
and
was so?
You know, you ain't doing that. So they probably felt like you caused them to take a look at their self. You know, a lot of people,
absolutely.
When they messing
right.
up, they try to blame
right.
someone else that ain't doing what they're doing.
Absolutely.
And they're not judging, they're just looking at you. That's your own confidence
that's
you know,
right.
in your face.
Right. But what's so startling, Cherry, so many, it's a group, it's all kinds of people. They are divided in the world. We got different groups over here. We got different groups over there. But some of the group of people would approach me and ask me, how did you do it? You know what? You have been an inspiration to me all of my life, you know, because I had some more non-traditional students. We started out in the class of the non-traditional students. We had a total of 35. And guess
right.
how many of us graduated? 7.
Wow.
7,
I
yeah. The rest of them, they dropped out because they said it was too strenuous. It was something that they just could not do. I told them that, no, I'm going to fight and fight and fight to the end.
Ain't God good. He got you close.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I know right now. Annie Mae, that Chris, he has a question that he's prepared for tonight. So, Chris, go ahead and ask the question.
Okay, Annie. And my first question is, I didn't know you had 2 degrees, but so my original question was going to be, was your degree on your bucket list the longest? But now my question is, which one of your degrees was on your bucket list the longest? Which one did you want to go back to school and get
okay.
first?
Okay, my BS was the longest. I had to do 4.5 years. My master's were like 2.5 or 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
That's a lot of education, you know. Ooh.
Yes, ma'am. It was a common thing, and I'm happier than I've ever been in my entire life because I can do
great.
What I want. I'm retired. I'm happy. Every time I see people, first thing, the statement they make, that's the lady was on TV. I had a TV show, the Channel 10 News were there. They took pictures and all, and I was just,
right.
oh, wow. Everybody just complimented me everywhere, and, oh, this is just so nice what you've done. I said, well, I think I'm the one that appreciate the most because I had to do the hard work.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Yes, yes.
Have you ever
gone okay.
to college with any of your children?
Go where, darling?
Did you go to college with any of your children? Did you attend the same college?
No, but guess what? Most of my children are already highly educated. See, I helped got my children through college when I was not working. I mean, when I was after they finished, then I decided to go back. After everything was gone, they moved away, then I made a decision to get there. But I did not have any classes with my own children. But guess what? I had some nieces and some nephews out there, and I was shocked to know they were there.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes, one of my nieces now, she's in the medical field. She and I graduated together. Would you believe it? It's my brother's daughter.
Okay. Well, that's good because
yes, ma'am.
I know she might say, Auntie can do it. I know I can do it.
Oh, yes, baby. I tell you, we had some kind of fun. Wow, we had some fun. Yeah, it was a huge experience, you know, to have go back. And I was, in the beginning, I was really frightened from the beginning because I did not know what to expect out there in that environment. And
right.
as I said earlier, I was truly shocked to know that some of the students and some of the instructors would receive me and discriminate against me the way that they did. But it's okay, though, because people are different everywhere. And I did not let
you
that prevent me.
You mm-hmm. should have been used to that kind of mentality because being a senior citizen growing up, especially down here in the South, something just don't change, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You are so right. That's
just
right.
Don't
so
we have 6'10 as black people, but a lot of times it's like
right.
they just be pounding it on.
Absolutely. But see, I didn't entertain it for one thing because I'm a very strong woman. I'm courageous. I don't allow nobody to take control of me and tell me how to feel and what to do because in my heart, I already know what to do. So what I did the most, how I was able to get through there is ignore most of the students and the instructors. All the discrimination that came through there, I just ignored it when I got to a point where I had to file reports. I had to file complaints on instructors. I had to file complaints on students. You know, all
wow.
of that. But, yes, ma'am, so all of that got me through. I've had some
okay.
people to tell me, Terry, that they would never go into that environment.
Whew. That's absolutely
yes,
more
ma'am.
Than hard. So a lot of times you
yes,
go home and you
is.
Find yourself crying. But, Chris, go ahead and
yes.
ask your question, darling.
Oh, okay, Annie, my next question for you is what was your favorite part about going back to school? What was the best part?
Okay, the best part, let me give you the right question. The best part for going back to school after 32 years to see how much was educational. I learned so much about children until it really amazed me, things that I did not know about. And I'm really happy that I decided to go into that field, early childhood education, because it's amazing. That was the best part of me going back to learn. I even learned things about my children. I learned information about my grandchildren that's growing up that I did not have any knowledge about it until I read those books and I went to college. Mm. That was my best part. Yes.
Well, you know something. It's good you went back because quiet is kept.
Yeah.
Even though I went to
yeah.
college, and now my grandkids that's in elementary school and junior high,
yes.
you know, things
yes.
have changed so much that sometimes I'm saying, what? You know, like,
right.
I don't want to help with no homework. No, get a teacher,
right.
don't ask me nothing, because if
right.
things change so quickly, what we learned
right.
growing up in college, the next couple of years, things change in college. You know, things are constantly evolving.
Constantly changing. It's a constant, right. It's a constant change. You know it is.
It's
sure
another
is.
Master's on top of the first master's. I got a girlfriend. She got two masters, you know. I mean, one wasn't good enough, so it's always something, you know. And do you find it a problem by having a master's degree, getting a job because you're a senior citizen? Or does
yes.
it make no difference because you have the skill level?
Yes, because at one point when I did a lot of applying, you know, applications, I was applying online, a lot of the information that I received from a lot of different companies, they felt like I was overqualified because I had a college degree. And
wow.
the master's was a little bit too much. You know, some of them would tell you in so many words when you go to apply online, and then you get the information back, the responses. Sometimes they'll tell you. Now, in other cases, when you're in education, it's a good thing to have a master's, not only because it's a higher-paying salary thing, you know, but the thing of it is the same type of information that you have in getting a BS degree, but guess what? It's at a higher level. So basically, right. A lot of people say, yeah, I wouldn't go and get a master's because, you know what, it's the same thing, you know, as a BS, and they're true. But what they don't understand is that what you taught, all of the skills and the information, it comes at a higher level.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So that's why a lot of scholars go back. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay. Yes, my next question for Annie is, what would you say to people, you know, the listeners, you know, not just, well, men too, but mostly the women who say, you know, I'm too old to go back to school or I'm too, you know, too this or too that. What advice would you give them, Annie?
Okay, you're asking me what do you think they would feel or what I need to tell them?
No. Yeah, what would you tell them? That's what I'm asking.
Okay, if I had someone to approach me and tell me, well, I'm not going to ever go back to school because I'm too old now, this is what I would tell that person. Okay, mm-hmm. Age is nothing but a number. You are never too old as long as you can respond, you can think, you can breathe. If you have a mind, it's a terrible thing to waste it. However, mm-hmm. if you want to go and get you some education, that would be the thing to do to help entice your mind and help build things and continue to keep your mind active. Yeah, don't ever say you're too old to do anything until you're dead. Because as
right.
long as you're alive, yes, as mm-hmm. long as you're alive and you can breathe and you can think, hey, look, you can do anything that you set out to do. I didn't know I was going to achieve what I achieved,
exactly.
but guess what?
Exactly.
I had the confidence.
Mm-hmm.
I had the confidence to go into that.
Let's switch a little bit.
Okay.
Tell us about your books that you have.
Oh, I've talked with Barbara, and she could give me, and I got some on Amazon. Okay, if you would like to put them,
what they're about and where they can be purchased.
Okay, now let's see. It's 4 books at Amazon.com. If you go to the search window and type in "Who is Annie Flood," all 3 of those books will come up. Now they are on Amazon, but I don't want to order from Amazon because Barbara has already told me all of the getting to go with it. And I don't want to give it. Now, if that's what you feel comfortable doing, you can do it. Okay, the first book is, huh?
Let
you want me to tell you the name of
the publishing company?
Huh?
Let people know what's the name of Barbara's publishing company.
Oh, it's a Unique Epony. That's
unique
the name of
Epony.
It.
Unique publishing company.
Uh-huh. .com.
Right.
UniqueEpony.com. Uh-huh. Yeah, because she's going to get them on. Hi.
Tell us about your books real quick because we're running down
okay.
to like maybe 7 minutes.
Okay. I got 30 more minutes.
No, 7.
7. Okay. I didn't think I had 30 because I was looking at the clock and said, okay, Terry, the first book is called Wait, let me see the name of them because I haven't read them in so long. Oh, yeah, my siblings, my mother, and I. That's the name of the first book. Okay. The second one name is How I Beat the Odds. I got on a diet and I lost 90 pounds and I wanted to share it with other people as to what I went through with in order to get that weight off me. Now, over the years, I gained 40 of them back. Yes, ma'am, I gained 40 of them back, but I'm still keeping off 50 of them. Okay, you got that now?
What's the other two, darling?
Okay, it's one more. The other one is, let me see what's the name of the other one. Hold on a minute, I'll tell you in a minute. Other one is about my dead son. It's called The Unsung Life and the Legacy of Edward Keith Kane. I had a son that passed away 30-some years, my oldest son. In fact, he's my oldest son.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to write about some of his experiences in mine, not only really because he was my son, it's because his son is rich. This dead boy I'm talking about now, Edward Kane, he got a rich son who has been rich for 15 years, and he played professional baseball. His name is Lorenzo Lamar Cain. He's named after my two other sons. Yes, ma'am. That boy, let me tell you, Terry, that boy, when he became rich, he cast out all of his daddy people. We don't know why he did what he did to us. He won't call. We can't get in touch with him because his mother says, yeah, that you got to get permission before you can call him because I got to see if he's able to call you. So we decided to leave that alone, but I wanted the world to know how he was treated because it's my son's son, the only son that he has.
Grandmother.
Yes, ma'am.
He ought to want to get to know you while you're still here.
Thank you. And look, he got married, and he moved away. He's still, now he has retired. He was playing with the Milwaukee Brewers. Why don't you just pull him up if you have time?
Yeah.
And you know what I'm talking about. He's on the page. His name is Lorenzo Lamar Cain, C-A-I-N.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
So this is what this book is about. It's like 400 and something pages. So when you see it and you read it, you'll know that he's the one.
Okay. Now, that's the three books you've been telling me about. What's the other book? Because first you said you had five things that you have four.
Yeah, no, ma'am. No, ma'am, I got four. Okay, those are three that I just told you about. The one that's on Barbara's website where I had my education, it's called The Journey That Was Meant to Be.
Okay.
That's the first book I wrote, yes.
Okay. So when do you want to do your autobiography?
When?
Yeah.
You said when? You know something? I might decide to do it when I think. Okay, I got four books that's on the press. They are children books, and Barbara has sent me and told me to send the manuscript to those books, and I have, and I'm waiting now on two other people, people who can help me get it published. Some more people, more authors. I don't know if they're going to be authors or they're going to be people that deals with in the cartoon area, you know, like children books. So I'm waiting on that. So when I finish with those four books, then I might do autobiography.
Okay, well, I'm going to let you know real quick that Barbara, the president of the publishing company that you're under, her brother, Kurt, oh, my God, he can do cartoons. That's why he helped his sister do her books.
Okay, well, now she told me she had done some cartoons. She knew somebody who will do them.
Her
so
brother.
I told her, well, whenever... Yeah, I could never get anyone to do them. That's why I haven't published them yet. But I did send her the manuscript on all four of them. So she'll be getting back with me. And as soon as we finish those, then I'm going to get with you or either get with her.
Okay. Well, you can call me anytime. My door is open. My phone is open.
Okay.
You know, but we got to wrap this up because,
ma'am.
We done ran out of time. And like I said, anytime you want to come back, your family, just call me.
Right.
You got friends who got an exciting story to tell. There's no censorship. You can talk about whatever. Because every story is different.
So,
I want to teach everybody, love somebody, you know, stay safe, stay happy, and stay healthy, you know. And on that note, good night, Anime. Good night, Chris. And we're going to wrap it up and tune in next week.
Nice to meet you, Chris.
Nice to meet you, too. Bye-bye.
Okay. You all be blessed.
Take care now.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.